So this is our ID coffee chat, as it were. So greetings from our living room here in the USA. You know, one of the nice things about being here, working our final year from home, has been being close to family. And a few days ago, we had the privilege of being with family for my mother's 98th birthday. So that was a great celebration. And wonderfully, she, although her body is a bit frail, her mind is still sharp and she still loves Jesus and knows Jesus. So that's very precious.
And she loves to pray still. We were talking with her during the weekend about some of the things that are on our heart and our mind at this time, one thing in particular. And while we were talking, right then she said, "Let's just stop and pray about this. Let's bring it to the Lord." We were inspired by her passion for Christ, her commitment to prayer, even to the end.
And after the weekend, we were thinking, you know, 98 years is a long time to live. In fact, I'm 65 years old this year. So if I live to be as old as my mother is now, that's 33 more years. I mean, we've been workers with our company for 35 years. So in a sense, we could do the whole thing over again. But it was a nice reminder. You know, Susan and I, we have been asking people to pray and praying ourselves that we would finish well as international directors, finish our role well. But this, in a sense, was a reminder of the bigger picture that we want to finish our lives well for Jesus, right to the very end of our days.
And I think the Lord really wants us to take this in. Yesterday, we went for a drive. It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And we drove past the church where I grew up. In the church cemetery are the graves of my family. So we stopped and we looked at the gravestones. And on the gravestone of both my father and my grandfather are the similar words from 2 Timothy. "I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith." This was inspiring to us. This is how they wanted to be remembered, as having kept the faith to the end. And so that's what we feel we really want for ourselves, faithful to the end.